Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
What about the thing they sell called the step? That thing amazes me. Not the ones that move, the one that you just step on it and step off. People are buying those. People are like sending away for them in the mail, you know? My step is coming in the mail today. You can't find a step somewhere in the house? Bing bong! It's here! And they run down the steps and get it. This is gonna be great! You would think it would be self-explanatory, but the thing comes with a videotape, you know? Here's some things you can do on the step. And you see some guy, you know, just jumping up and down. Man, I gotta get me one. I know you could do all that.
I love him. Brian Regan is the comedian. It's hey, you're listening so to funny. She Said, He Said on the all-new 590 The Fan. Our phone number once again is 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-TALK. And we'd like to Kelly's got a question, and it is time for the She Said, He Said question, which is going to be a She Said question, and is brought to you by Datix. They are a premier software service company that optimizes your business through software. That's Datix, www.datixinc.com. That's www.datixinc.com. Kelly, what is your question that you have for us today?
All right. So over here to my right is a gift certificate for $40.
For $40, and that gift certificate is good for?
Good Sense.
Good Sense.
And so maybe you can use that tomorrow for your Super Bowl party. Though we'll have to, so if you win it, I guess it'll be, oh, well, shoot. We might have to take, I don't know how you're going to get it. Maybe we'll have to get, we'll get their name and we'll tell the store. We'll have to work this out.
We will have to work it out.
We don't have time to mail it and the station who's there.
Maybe they can pick it up at the store at 4101 Mexico Road.
That's true. They could pick it up at the gym.
There you go.
They could pick it up here at Club Fitness.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll figure this out. You'll get your gift certificate today, and that way you can use it for tomorrow. So the question is, since, you know, it is Super Bowl, okay, Super Bowl weekend, who was the first coach to get dunked in Gatorade? Who was the first coach to get dunked in Gatorade? If you have the answer to that, go ahead and call in to Matt. He's back at the station. Thank you, Matt Grover, for being back there. The Grover is waiting patiently for your phone call to tell us who got dunked first. That number is, again, 855-282-TALK. Or that's 8522. I did it, and I didn't even look at it that time. So Super Bowl is here, all right? Hopefully someone's going to call and win that gift certificate, know the answer. All right, so Super Bowl commercials. That's like everybody's favorite of the entire game.
I think people pay more are more excited about the commercials than they are the actual game sometimes.
What the heck do they pay? What
especially
is it,
our like, friend that wrote the A-hole book that thinks the Packers are still in it.
You know, so with the commercial, what is it, like $1 million a second? What is,
oh,
it's
I'm
crazy.
Sure it's, well, that was a couple years ago. I'm sure it's more than that now.
And more than that, you think? We're gonna have to Google that and find out.
You can easily spend probably $5 million plus on just a commercial.
Which is incredible. I mean, sometimes the commercial's so good, I almost miss who it is. The Dorito commercials are awesome.
I like their concept. They actually, you could enter the contest with your own Dorito commercial in order to have your commercial aired on Super Bowl, which I thought was clever.
That's really, really, really great idea. What is your favorite Super Bowl commercial? Do you have one, Michelle?
The Budweiser's with the puppies and the horses.
Of
I can't puppies.
Find
them. She's how many people everything. You how know many? How I am.
She'd have 20 dogs if someone didn't put a grip on her and stop her.
I just love them, though. They're so sweet. I would cry.
But, I mean, we did a thing on Facebook and asked what people liked the most. And actually, the Budweiser commercials were over and over and over again of what people liked. And it was the puppies. The other one was the frogs. Do you remember with the frogs?
Vaguely.
Vaguely.
So it must not have been a very good commercial.
I don't remember that either.
Seemed to be very popular. So the Doritos commercials. You've got, what about the, what's up? I mean, just think, this guy just sitting around. I mean, and it's so true. Guys say absolutely nothing on, so what are you doing? And then someone walks over, what's up? I'm just sitting here doing nothing. And then they break into this long 5-minute what's up, but then they just talk like, yeah, I'm just sitting around, dude. What are you doing?
My favorite
Why
was
you guys talk like that?
It wasn't a national. It was a local commercial, but I got to give kudos to Brian and Crouppen last year when the Rams left. And he had
said Rams again on the show.
And he paid. Yeah, we'll just go that other team from now on.
That a-hole.
But he
bought a commercial to blast them, and I thought that was awesome.
That was really good that he did that. Yeah. Okay, so what are the baby, the McDonald's commercial. The baby goes backwards and smiles goes.
Get it right.
Which one? One of the directions the baby can't see the McDonald's arches. The beginning of the commercials is baby swinging back and forth on a swing. And when it goes forward, it starts to cry. And when it goes backwards, it starts laughing. It goes forward, it cries. And you see this for a minute, you know, of that crying. You're like, what's going on? Then all of a sudden, it shows the baby looking out the window. And every time it goes up, it can see the McDonald's arches and starts
laughing. McDonald's starts on our kids very early in life. They get them in their brain to go get.
They know the arches.
The happy toy, as Kylan would call it.
I want a happy toy. They don't want to go over that. Okay, do you have another one? I got so many. Do you have any? Dark Vader, the little boy trying to turn on the microwave
and turn on the TV. You're funny.
So and then all of a sudden dad comes home and he moves his dad out of the way and he's wearing his costume and he goes like this to the car and it starts. So if you have your favorite Super Bowl, see what your favorite is. Gordon, what's going on tonight?
Oh, tonight, yes. What's rocking tonight is...
You are rocking tonight. You're going to be at Maggie
Yes,
Mahomes.
I will be. Thanks, Matt. Anyway, tonight at Bursky Smokehouse and Music, Dr. Chevegas will be on stage. They will also be on stage every Wednesday night at Bursky's. You can go to www.bruskysstl.com. And tonight, Maggie Malone's out in Wentzville. Me and the Contagious Boys will be kicking it up. Johnny Cruzy is our new lead singer. He is finishing out some dates with Plastic Kings. So I will be sitting in with Contagious tonight out at Maggie Malone's. You can go to www.maggiemalones.com. They also have karaoke every Tuesday, Thursday, and DJ video on Friday nights.
All right. So we do have a winner. John Bowers called in. He answered the question correctly with Matt. And the answer to the question is, former Chicago Bears defensive tackle Dan Hampton claims he invented the shower, also in 1984 when the Bears dunked Mike Ditka upon clinching the NFC Central.
The Bears.
Yeah, but that took place a month later in November. So the phenomenon gained national attention in 1986 in the Giants season. So, John Bowers, we're going to have your gift certificate here at Club Fitness on Jungerman. We'll put it in an envelope. We'll have it at the smoothie bar right up front with one of the people so you can pick it up. So if you want to use it tomorrow, that would be awesome. Michelle Micheletti, what do you want to tell everybody here? Come in.
Did you just say?
Club Fitness. Oh, my God. God, Club Fitness. Oh, my God.
I'm just speechless. I'm sorry. Did you see my look? I look at her and I'm like,
what do you want to say to her?
I'll just do the Club Fitness stuff from now on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We just want to invite everyone.
We go way back. Sorry.
But did you see? I was like,
I thought she didn't know what to say about the gym. Club Fitness is awesome.
Club Fitness. This is awesome. Come in and see us at any of our 23 locations and growing. Really just have a lot to offer. Right now, you can come in and join for $10 a month, no contract, no enrollment. But really, love to see
all
you
bodies
at any
matter.
Of us. Yes.
At Club Fitness.
Yes. I don't know about Kelly's anymore, but all bodies matter.
Everybody's. And by the way, we just had a peanut butter and jelly smoothie here, which is absolutely unbelievably great. If you don't even work out, stop and get a smoothie because it was delicious. Club Fitness. Go to clubfitness.us and find out more about this great gym. Sign up for a 7-day pass. Come in and try it out. Gordon, we'll be seeing you tonight on stage at Maggie Malone's, rocking it out. I got to go home and take a nap now. It's Kylan's birthday party, so I'm going to a superhero party. We're going. He's going to be so excited. We got him a Batmobile.
That's
all right,
awesome.
We got to take it. Thank you to Joe, and thank you to Matt for bringing us live here at Club Fitness with Michelle Micheletti at Club Fitness. So glad I said it right. Peace, everybody.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More!
My baby's a love thing. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm on this love thing. Whoa. My baby's a love thing.